Okay, so I've actually ended the presentation on this. I don't see any hands from the floor. No hands from the floor. So we will move on to the next item. So okay, so I'm now referring to paragraph 3 of item 8C of our agenda, and it was mentioned here that in May, the ITC chair and the director, Mr. Lee, who we had with us in the room, wrote to the chairs of every working party seeking input on various matters, and three of these are relevant to SC1. So the first one is the implementation of the ITC strategy, and this is where I will just share the document that we are referring to. Okay, so you can see here this is actually a very large document, about, well, very large, it's 31 pages. Not overly large, but it does contain quite a lot of actions, tasks, status, next steps, and who's responsible in the division. So a number of these activities, you have seen this before, I'm just bringing it up, show you, because this is updated on an annual basis, reflecting the contributions from previous years. So for example, your contributions last year, which you approved, have gone in and they went into this document. And so now we have the task of updating it to reflect your activities over the past 12 months for the next ITC session. And for that, what the Secretariat has done is to prepare a document to assist us on that as we've gone through this and looked at it to reflect what we know your working party has done. And that particular document is formal document ECE/trans/SC1/2022/3. And so we go to the first task is task 5.1. So you see here task 5.1 under service and administer legal instruments, and then scrolling down. Where is SC1? Well, the, beg your pardon, okay. I will go to the other formal document because I also need to take the text from there. Okay. So you see here, this is really what the Secretariat does recommend in terms of the service to service and administer legal instruments related to task 5.1. And here, okay, so the request was for, the request was that all working parties consider what legal instruments they administer. In this regard, actually, SC1 has not, well, we do work through our program to consider our various legal instruments. But to be honest, we have about 11 under SC1. We actively discuss about less about half of that. And so they're really to do with AETR, the AGR, the CMR, and its protocol and the additional protocol. Besides that, we don't discuss the other legal instruments. They do appear in SC1's terms of reference, and the recommendation here from the Secretariat is that at the next session, we could prepare a presentation to remind us of what those legal instruments are, and then to consider them and to even say whether we might need to go in and review some of those instruments that we don't typically discuss. So that was the recommendation from the Secretariat in relation to this request from ITC about the service and administer legal instruments to consider the legal instruments under our purview. So Chair, how does that suggestion by the Secretariat sound because of the request of the working parties to consider legal instruments under their purview?